Gareth, it was always going to be a long shot, but Wickham did their job, just the results did not fall your way today.
No, what a game, you know, what a fantastic performance. Do you know what? That gives me so much confidence for next season. I know I shouldn't be saying that, but wow, we came so close. Big improvement on last year. Addressed the goals in the summer. We've scored more. Okay, we've let a few sloppy runs in. A couple of injuries have cost us. Look how important Cashcut is, you know. We could have been there. And I think at one stage we were one goal off, you know, Yeovil score and we're in the playoffs. But it wasn't to be. But I'm so, so proud. What a great season. What a great bunch of fans. You know, they've all stayed behind, clapped the players. I'm so confident for next season. I'm a couple of players in, yes, definitely. But bring it on. Come on. I'm looking forward to the summer, but I'm looking forward to getting back. You're going to keep me away.
Akin Fenwood and Cashcut just showed their importance to this side today, didn't they? They combined for the goal. Had they been able to stay together through that second half of the season, surely Wickham would have made the top seven.
He'd like to think so, but you never know. You can't say that in football because we know how it is, Phil. You know, we gave the glorious day at Tottenham and went off the rails, but then got back on them. You know, bit of an indifferent start with a few extra players in and losing three big players in the first game. But those things happen in football, you know, and we'll look back. We'll look at referees' decisions and points we could have got here and there and you know, rip it apart. But at the end of the day, after 46 games, I'm a big advocate. You are where you are. We're ninth with 69 points. We would have got you in the playoffs last year. We keep doing this every year. It's enough for the year before. So next season, we need to make sure of this. And I think a couple of additions, not too many because the philosophy's there, the team are there. You know, it's a brilliant place to work and I'm loving it. Love my job. Wake up every day and want to just improve and get better, and we'll do it next season. I want to go again, you know. But thank you for every fan that's come in and shouted for us this season, you know, good and bad. You've been brilliant on the road. Thank you so much. We've finished like a train and I want to carry that on to next season.
It has been an exciting season on and off the pitch for Wickham, but what have you learned as a manager, Gareth?
Wow. I'm always learning, you know. We've bringing too many changes, you know, wholesale changes that won't work in the team. You know, we've tried that a couple of times. I've learned some positive things this season, things we addressed at the end of last season regarding rest and recovery, improving on that. But, you know, I'm still young. I'm still hungry. I want to stay young, Phil. Don't put me in the old bracket yet. It's great. I'm really enjoying working with the boards, with the players, and long may it continue. I'll give my absolute all for this club, and until somebody tells me not to, that's where we'll start next season.
The nucleus of the squad is there, but there's some big decisions to come, isn't there, over the next few weeks and months?
Yeah, of course. You know, you've got a few contracts up. Aaron Pierre, we're trying to keep. You know, Marcus Bean, Gary Thompson. You know, there's contracts up that need discussing, and we'll do that in due course. We see what we need. It's not too much, though, you know. I mean, look at Cedo John Barter, the way he's finished the season at centre back. I'm thinking of changing his position now. I think he's been awesome. And when you've got Anthony Stewart, Paul Hayes, Southwell, Thompson, you know, on Paris on the bench, we finished really well. And I believe the squad is good enough to make a big challenge next year. We need to start better, but we don't need to finish any better. I asked for four wins. I was hoping we'd get them, but three and a draw ain't a bad result, you know. And I'm really pleased that the players have all come for it positive and looking forward to next season. Let's have a well-deserved break first, though.
It's so close, is it? Do you always look inside yourself and think, oh, just that one extra point, well, that one extra win?
Of course I do. You know, the penalties that we've conceded, that the referees have subsequently come back and gone, yeah, I might have got that one wrong, or the games against Mansfield here and Carlisle here, absolute dominance, and we didn't get what we deserved, you know. But sometimes you don't, and you have to make sure that when you're on it, you make sure you score and you take those games. I've always said this. The season's 36 games of either way. There's five games you'll dominate and win. There's five games you'll lose and you don't know why. There's 36 games in there that you need to be consistent. You need to know what you're doing. You've got to get your jobs right. You've got to get your team set up right. And go for it. And consistency will be key next year. But we got some big players there. And the biggest, he's had a great season. He can continue that next year because he's been a thorn in all defenders' sides, and the little Cashcut next to him. Let's try and keep him all and make it a big push next year.
Great stuff. Thanks very much, Gareth. Have a great
Cheers.
Summer.
Thanks for everyone. Thank you.